Well, a very happy new year to each and every one of you. I trust you had a chance to recharge over the last few weeks and are raring to go in 2018. Now, you will notice that our newsletter has a very strong Olympic slant, given that the Korean Olympics are only weeks away. And this should be a very interesting Olympics for Canadians to watch, given that Canada is projected to win a large number of medals, perhaps the most medals of all the countries involved. And this is certainly a far cry from our results just two decades ago. As most of you know, we have worked diligently on performing under pressure, in other words, developing resiliency, and that has dramatically changed our results as a nation. So we thought it might be fun to give you a bit of a scorecard cheat sheet to watch the Olympics with. The idea is quite simple. Reinforce coaching or self-management skills in yourself by watching the Olympics with a keener eye, listening to coaches, athletes, and commentators, and noticing resiliency skills they refer to, coaching techniques that were employed, confidence-boosting inner skills, etc. You know how when you first hear about something, suddenly it seems like everybody's talking about it? So if you decide, for example, that you need a new car, suddenly it's like car ads are everywhere. Your friends are talking about cars they're looking at or have purchased. You notice the wheels section in the newspaper. All that's really happened is you now have identified an inner need, and those things that align with that become more obvious. They're always there. You just notice them now. So think of the sheet as a primer, directing your attention. If you're listening to a coach being interviewed and they make reference to feedback, you'll notice that and perhaps pick up a tip or two that you can use. Or it might be a resiliency piece from a mental trainer, or a positive outlook piece from one of the athletes. The point is, when you start to listen for the psychological dimension or a coaching perspective, you'll become a lot more aware of things that might benefit you in what you're faced with on a daily basis, in your game, be that at work or at home. Now, on February 27th, we are hosting a breakfast session in Toronto to debrief lessons from the Winter Olympics. You'll find more on that elsewhere in this newsletter. And yes, we will have pins. They're always a big hit at any Olympics. Now, you'll also find, in this edition of Ignite, our Sports Impact Report. Each of the organizations that hires us to come in and do training or a presentation with their people has made a significant contribution to our work in sport. And here's how. When we work directly with athletes and teams, we do not charge for our time. The sports organizations simply cover the costs of getting our people to the training site and feeding them on occasion. In addition, the leadership development work we do with our partner organizations like CSIO, that's the Canadian Sports Centre Institute Ontario, and the Canadian Paralympic Committee, is done at significantly discounted rates. This is where you come in. We are able to do this because of all those organizations who engage us. It's that simple. You provide us with some of the funds that allow us to do this and advance Canadian sport. So thank you. Thank you very much. Now, a lot has happened since I last spoke to you. I want to comment on two things. In November, I had the opportunity to teach 3 days of coaching content in the Queen's Cornell Joint EMBA program. The session was conducted just south of Washington, D.C., and there were 160 students from the Americas. For example, it was a group from Chile, one from Peru, several from Mexico, all over North, South, and Central America, including, of course, Canada and the United States. Now, these students work full-time, and yet every Saturday and Sunday morning, they're in class in a virtual classroom. I had them for the last 3 days of their 18-month program, and they were in residence, so in person. Now, the average age is 37, and they end up with an MBA not just from Queen's, but also one from Cornell when they graduate. This is an awesome group of high performers. In fact, I'm currently grading 160 action plans, and in the next newsletter, I want to walk you through the process that I use with them because I think you'll find it incredibly valuable in your leadership role. Also in November, I had the opportunity to work with our men's basketball team as they start qualifying for the World Championships in 2019 and the Tokyo Olympics a year later. This is an amazing opportunity. Canada now has more NBA basketball players than any other country except the United States, and the young talent coming into our system is quite simply incredible. Our next window of games occurs in February in the U.S. Virgin Islands and the Bahamas. Now, for those of you who reside in Toronto or Ottawa, the third window this year is at the end of June and beginning of July. On June 29th, we will play at the Ricoh Coliseum in Toronto, and on the holiday Monday, July 2nd, we will play in Ottawa. So if you're interested in watching some great basketball, come out and see us. I want to close this a little differently, given my basketball role. You know, basketball coaches have an expression, no stance, no chance. And that means if you don't bend your knees and you don't get into a really good athletic stance, if you don't develop a mobile base where you can react in any direction, you'll be ineffective on defense and very easy to guard when you have the ball. Developing the right physical and mental stance can also keep you agile and ready to respond to whatever's coming at you. And so, until next time, this is Peter Jensen, reminding you, keep your head up, get those knees bent, and be ready to act and react.